At 7:06, we have a few clouds this morning. 36 degrees now in Tulsa. Look for a cloudy and cold day with drizzle and a gusty north wind and pretty much steady temperatures. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. IMSA board members begin to respond to the state's audit of the Emergency Medical Service. The Board of Trustees Chair, Lillian Perryman, recommended creating committees to address the audit's individual concerns.
We need questions answered and to move forward. I think we can rehash this over and over and over again, but unless we start moving forward and show our citizens that we are going to have some changes, then we aren't making progress.
She says it's important for the public organization to build citizens' trust after the audit found, among other things, excessive and unwarranted spending patterns. Tulsa's school superintendent says our kids are being left behind. Dr. Keith Ballard is reviewing plans for a school bond proposal to address the technology needs of the Tulsa Public Schools.
We're continuing to collect data and to draw up plans that would allow for technology opportunities for our students, and I think it's an exciting initiative that we have going.
Board members will soon go over the needs in detail, and it could result in a bond issue being submitted to Tulsa voters. The old Whittier Elementary School site at Admiral in North Lewis could be transformed into a community garden. The Reverend Christy Moore would like to lease the land.
Further, the property is being developed or will be developed as a community project for the Kendall Whittier neighborhood, and it will be available for the use, education, and enjoyment of the community and the citizens of the city of Tulsa as well.
Now, her group, Stone Soup, wants to work with the Tulsa schools on the project and its development. The goal is to preserve the Whittier site as well as develop the community. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon says proposed tax cuts that will likely come in this year's legislative session must be thoughtfully considered. The Lawton Republican said at a legislative forum sponsored by the Associated Press yesterday that an income tax cut proposed by GOP Governor Fallon could aid in the state's economic development. The governor, meanwhile, says uncertainty in Washington makes writing that budget a difficult task this year.
Governor Fallon tells KWGS News it's been a struggle finalizing a budget when there are still so many unknowns about what will happen on the federal level.
Congress needs to make some decisions. We need some certainty back in our national economy. And as a governor, it's been very hard for me to prepare our budget when we know that we may be receiving some substantial cuts in federal funding.
She says there's been modest growth in Oklahoma and more dollars have been added to the Rainy Day Fund. Those funds could help stave off some of the impact of federal cuts, but she's hopeful Congress and the administration can reach agreement to avoid fiscal disaster. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A Tulsa teenager is arrested and accused of killing his mother. 17-year-old Henry Laird was arrested yesterday after a standoff with Tulsa police. His mother was found dead in her South Tulsa home on Tuesday. Our weather forecast, cloudy and cold today with drizzle and gusty north winds. Temperatures for the most part are going to hold steady right about where they are right now. Tonight it'll be overcast and cold, down to 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 51. Saturday, just the opposite, overcast and 52. And on Sunday, rain will be possible and a high of 58. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation. Now at 7:10, we have a few clouds and 36. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.